time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one's from Sinclair, CLO. Sinclair in Chicago says, I'm a 27-year-old single man, and I need your advice on my balding head. I know you make jokes, but this is not funny to me because I'm not even 30 years old yet. I've started to wear baseball caps a lot more, and I barely brush my hair because I'm scared of brushing more out of it. My girlfriend is saying to just let it go and go bald, but what do you do if you don't have a nice shaped head? I have been called water boy all of my life because my head is bigger than most, and should I just bite the bullet and shave it?
Yeah, man, you can have a big ass bald head.
What was that?
You're going to have a big ass bald head.
You just breaking down the facts.
Yeah. ain't no way around this, dog. That, you know, look, I did all of it. You can get some Rogaine. You can get you some black stuff. You can hire JT. You know.
JT.
My former barber.
You can just hire him.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Listen to me. You can get a flocking gun. You can go to work, man. You can spray your hair. They got everything right now.
Yeah, they do.
But at the end of the day, dog, you 27 and it's going. It's because it's going to go.
Yeah.
And they have not found a cure for baldness yet in men. That dude going to make $1 million. Now, they got them things out there now, them lace fronts and all that for men and all that stuff. You can go get one of them, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. Huh?
What'd you say, Junior?
Them expensive, man. You don't want to keep paying for that.
Well, you know, if you don't, okay, then we, come on.
Yeah, we back.
Come on,
walk over. You know, it's all right over here.
But, Steve, you have to say, though, when you first went bald, you weren't sure about the shape of your head, right? You were real happy once you shaved it off. I remember that morning you called all of us. You were cool with it.
Yeah, but, like, here was the deal, though. Now, you don't even have to do that. You can get a computer rendering of your head. They got that now. They take a picture. They'll give you a computer rendering of it.
And tell
you can see what you would look like with no hair.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they got that now. They got everything now.
You got options. Huh?
Yeah.
You got some options.
But now he already know he got a big head. He been called water boy.
He's admitted it.
Yeah. So he just got to come on.
Yeah.
Thank you, dog.
It's going to be all right. He already has a girlfriend. All right. We're moving on. Kaylin in St. Louis says, I'm 33 and I have 4 older brothers that think they can control me. I've always been attracted to older guys, so I've secretly dated guys that my brothers know. For the past few months, I've been dating my second to the oldest brother's best friend, and he's keeping me a secret. Now, I'm trying to figure out if he's using my brother as an excuse to keep our relationship on the low, or if he's got something else going on. I'm old enough to do what I want, so what's the worst that could happen if I tell my brother?
His brother gonna beat his friend's ass.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's what the deal is. That's what the deal is, because brothers, men, have a man code law. Don't do my little sister, dog. Don't come over here with your mess. And then your older brother knows him really, really well. So now he know where the skeletons is buried.
You know,
he know all the other chicks.
Yeah.
And how recent these other chicks were and any other thing.
Yeah.
So that's what he worried about.
Okay.
But you can talk to him about it and say, hey, me and you gonna go sit with my brothers and explain to him that we love each other, but I don't hear love in here. Y'all just seeing each other.
Just
kidding. They're dating. They're just dating right now.
And you have to keep asking yourself, too, all these older men that you keep dating that want to keep you a secret and you want to keep them a secret. Why is it such a big secret?
Yeah. All right. Miriam in San Diego. My husband and I are in our early 60s, and my husband takes our 4-year-old grandson to soccer 3 days a week. After practice the other day, my grandson asked if Joshua and Miss Kelsey could come over. He said Joshua is his friend and Miss Kelsey is his granddad's friend. I asked if Joshua played soccer like him, and he said no. Joshua plays karate. He said that Joshua comes to his soccer practice and they get pizza afterwards. Do I need to find out who Miss Kelsey is, or do I ignore this 4-year-old?
So you going to break up your family over Foyo.
Man.
Oh, wow. That's a much. That's a man answer right there, yeah. Steve.
Because yeah. I'm telling you, I'm
answer.
Finding out.
Ooh, that's a
ooh,
man.
Kill.
So you going to sit up here and let some four-year-old with an imaginary friend named Joshua.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Get all up in what we got.
Yeah. Oh, that's the lie.
You got to be kidding me.
Out of the mouth, baby.
Don't talk to me no more like that, and yeah. I'm not taking this boy to soccer practice no more.
Yeah. Well, if I do, if you do, I'm going with you. How about that?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'll take him to soccer practice.
Uh-huh.
Imagine you take a friend named Joshua.
Yeah. Go meet Miss Kelsey. Yeah. All right, moving
she's
on.
Imaginary too.
Damn.
Wow.
<girl.
laughs> You men stick together, don't you?
Ooh,
all right, here we
to
go.
Get out of this one.
Yeah. Foxy in Toledo says, I'm a 38-year-old single woman and I need to get some things off my chest down at my job. I'm almost 6 feet tall and I sit in a cubicle all day trying to be a happy camper, but every hour I need to relieve myself, stretch my legs, and have a cigarette. I sit across from Darren, the male Karen, and he has always got something to say about the time I spend away from my little desk. He said I smell like a smokestack and my music is too loud. If I catch Darren out away from work, can I curse him out?
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, listen to me. There's a way you can do it at work. Mm-hmm. I've done it before, which is probably one of the reasons I don't have no jobs. Listen to me. Lean over in Darren's ear when ain't nobody looking. Lick your lips and put your lips up against his ear because he gonna think it's about something else. As soon as you put your wet lips up against his ear, say, if you keep blanking with me, I'm going to slap the sugar honey iced tea out your face.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.